Kate, you're very welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Amber. Thanks for having me on.
I'm delighted to have you on the show. So I think a lot of our listeners will be very, very familiar with you. You're a very well-established business here in Kerry, Total Cleaning. But I suppose, how is business going at the moment?
Yeah, so I suppose we're in business over 40 years, similar to a lot of businesses. We've seen, you know, obviously different cycles in business with the number of recessions and tough trading times. And I think over the last few years, everybody has experienced challenging conditions in business. So as a company, our background was built on machines and providing cleaning machines to the business sector primarily. I suppose we're always looking for innovation where we can bring better products and more affordable products to our customers. And the feedback from customers obviously is, you know, looking for solutions that ultimately is going to give them a more efficient system of cleaning and reduce their costs ultimately, because that's at the centre of every business at the moment.
It certainly is, absolutely. And in terms of the different industries or the different sectors that you work with, I know you span across a good range of them, really, don't you?
Mm-hmm. We do, Amber. I suppose hospitality here in Kerry will be a big part of our business. And then we span other areas from education, healthcare, manufacturing, offices. So across the board, yeah.
Okay, that's great to see. Fantastic. And you mentioned earlier, I suppose, keeping up with trends, I suppose, and trying to bring the latest innovations maybe to the people that you're working with as well. And I suppose that brings us on to the seminar, because I know you are organising a seminar. It's called The Future of Cobotic Cleaning 2025. I suppose before we get into the details of it, what is cobotic cleaning for those who maybe don't know, like myself?
Yeah, and there are a lot of people, even with robotics, not a mind cobotics, you know, people know maybe a little bit, but not a huge amount about. So I suppose cobotics is robotics, collaborative robotics. So it's using a robotic machine with the assistance or in collaboration with a human or technology to give a whole effective process as possible, whether that's cleaning or whatever task you put a robot to use to.
Really interesting. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Is it something that you're starting to see more and more in the cleaning industry, we'll say?
Oh, yeah, Amber. It is the biggest trend in the cleaning technology and continues to be year on year. I suppose as a company and a family-run company, we would always have, you know, made it our business to go to a lot of global trade shows just to see what the market trends are and what new products we can bring to our customers in Kerry. Down through the last number of years, we've seen robotics and cobotics continues to be the number one trend out there. And we've seen it, we've observed it, we've seen how it's evolved and changed, and the machines have got smarter and more affordable. And that is the key part, no more than any new technology. So we feel the timing is now really perfect to bring a seminar to our customers in Kerry and show them what is available in the area of robotics and cobotics that can help their business, and that they're aware that this is an affordable solution that's out there for businesses and can help your bottom line.
Okay, yeah. I find it really, really interesting. It's amazing to think that that's kind of the way things are going. And I suppose it's great to hear that it's becoming more affordable as well. Before we talk about the seminar in more detail, Kate, explain to us, I suppose, the benefits of cobotic cleaning, I suppose, and having the robot working with the human. What kind of benefits does it bring?
So I suppose it's like any technology, I suppose, over the years with innovation and with technology, it certainly has made in our business machines lighter, more efficient, more cost effective. So I suppose the bottom line, as I said, is that it will reduce labour costs. It maintains consistent cleaning, particularly useful in larger facilities. And I think with AI, working with AI together, it basically means that we have got more smart sensors which are going to report more effectively on the work being done, and that cleaning is going to be more efficient and of a consistent standard across the board, which is important, let's say, in the area of contract cleaning, and particularly in a culture of, you know, where we have quite challenging labour conditions and availability of people.
Certainly, it sounds fantastic. And I suppose based on what you've said there and the fact that it's more efficient, I suppose, and I suppose the safety results as well that you were talking about there as well, it's great to see that this is an option for people as well. And the fact that you mentioned earlier that it is affordable as well, it's a huge asset to a business now as well, I can imagine.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, I think we've seen we specialise in floor care equipment anyway, as I said, from our infancy. So we have seen, let's say, even with the scrubber dryers, so the cleaning machines, the manual cleaning machines that we would offer, they've enhanced increased year on year. So they've got easier to use, easier to service. And robotics have built on from that. So particularly if you have new staff, they've integrated, without getting into too much details, but they've a lot of integrated AI tools with them that make, for a new user, it much easier to use. Okay. And the service has become a lot easier. So you've less downtime, which is critical to a business. Yeah. And the reporting, you know, capabilities are a lot better as well.
Okay, that's brilliant to hear. Yeah. So I suppose the seminar itself, that I know it's taking place in Killarney, the 10th mm-hmm. of September, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
So why did you decide to organise it?
Okay, so we collaborate with a lot of industry leaders to offer, I suppose, the best robotic technology and support to our customers. So really, we've been looking to see, right, what are the best robots on the market at the moment for our customers? We've identified those. We work with those companies. We're working together with them. They've organised a roadshow in Ireland for that week. And we're one of only three centres outside of Dublin that are hosting this. So it's a really good opportunity, Amber, as I said, for customers to come. They know a little bit about it. They may not know a huge amount of it, no more than probably AI. People have, you know, upskilled more in that than they thought they would. It would even be for them at all.
Absolutely.
And now everybody sees, oh my God, it's part of my everyday life. Robotics will in the future are and will in the future become part day-to-day life. So the timing is really good. And we decided we'll have it on in, it's on in the 10th, as you said, in 2 weeks' time, 10th of September, over in Killarney.
Fantastic. That's the Brehan Hotel.
That's the Brehan, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. And yeah. Who are you hoping will attend? I know you mentioned customers there. So is it yeah. existing customers? But I presume you're hoping that maybe, you know, potential customers might come as well. It's probably a great learning experience for people just to see what's on offer at the very least.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's a fantastic opportunity for both new customers of ours. It's not limited just our own customers. The feedback and the interest from our customers has been fantastic. They're absolutely cannot wait to go to something where they will see the latest and greatest robots that are available at the moment. Mm-hmm. An industry expert is coming over, so to give them all the tips and tricks. And importantly, to see as a business owner, is this something that would work for my business, and to have a follow-up, tailor-made trial maybe of a machine, and work out, okay, is this something that's an option and how it can benefit and save my business money ultimately. And network with all of the other businesses within your own sector, whether that's hospitality or healthcare or schools.
Fantastic. And it's great that they'll be able to see those live demos as well and see it actually working in action, because that makes a difference as opposed to just hearing how something works, but actually seeing the benefits of it in front of your own eyes. That's great.
It is, Amber. I suppose we're all in an information data overload as society at the moment, and nothing can replace, just as you said, seeing and have a touch and feel of equipment. And they'll be able to meet our own service team there, who have great relationships, and our sales team with our customers down through the years. So it's a good network event as well.
It certainly is. And do people need to register if they want to go?
Yeah, so the easiest way is just to register your interest to attend on Eventbrite. Just look it up through there or contact us directly. We have limited spaces left. As I said, we have a lot of people who've signed up. We're absolutely thrilled at the response to it. So yeah, just pop onto Eventbrite. It's the easiest, Amber, yeah.
Fantastic. And I suppose just before you finish up, it must sure. be very interesting as well, you know, being in business for 40 years, as you mentioned, to see all these different changes and the trends, and I suppose, and the impact that technology can have on the business, and I suppose to improve it and to keep the bottom line down for other businesses as well that are customers of yours. That must be really interesting to see it evolve.
Oh, it absolutely is. Yeah, I think you're spot on there. I think we've learned we all have to embrace technology, and even with robots specific to this, like, robots are there. They're there at the moment. We see them from robotic vacuum cleaners at home to robotic lawnmowers are becoming a more common trend. As I mentioned, AI together and the mix of both of AI and robotics. And as we've said, you know, we see that businesses that have adapted this and have embraced the change, they definitely are at a more competitive edge to their peers. So really, I don't think people have a choice. They need to get on board with it. It's the future.
It certainly is. Well, look, it sounds like it's going to be a great event. So the 10th of September in the Brehan Hotel. What time is it taking place?
10 o'clock.
10 yeah. o'clock in the morning. Brilliant. Fantastic. Well, Kate, it's been great to hear all about it. And thank you for coming in and joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me, Amber. Enjoyed it. Thanks.